excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
The Packers trade Preston Smith. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Preston Smith has been a reliable linebacker on the Packers defense since Matt LaFleur took over as the head coach, but the team traded Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The Steelers will also take over his contract, saving the Packers over $17 million next season. GM Brian Gutekunst met with the media.
Thanks to Preston Smith. You know, 2019, that was a, you know, we signed 4 guys, and for him to be, you know, here still 5.5 years later and play a lot of good football for us and won a lot of games. And I wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee tomorrow night to host the Utah Jazz. Both teams off to poor starts, each with a win-loss record of 1-6. The Badgers men's basketball team hosting Montana State tomorrow night. Wisconsin with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross. Forward Nolan Winters on all the new players on this year's roster.
With JT, X, we're learning and, you know, practicing every day, open gyms in the summer. That helped a lot.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in 5th place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top 5 are The Wild Robot in 2nd place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any sprinkles or showers coming to an end. The clouds stay with us overnight. Lower 40s by daybreak. A gusty north to northwest wind. On your Wednesday, the clouds stay with us. Highs in the lower 50s. Sunshine returns Thursday. Highs again in the lower 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the vote totals, give you updates, and have our news team from around the state join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
And grassroots change makers like the New Georgia Project and People's Action. The Lowdown Happy Hour is reaching out to you to help put the move in movement. So grab a libation and join the fun. Details at HightowerLowdown.org.
I'm Greg Biffle, American Red Cross blood donor and driver of the number 16 car. Please join me and help save lives this racing season. Visit redcrossracing.com to find a Red Cross blood drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of our program. Holy cow, a lot going on here. The Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, just said that a threat that shut down a polling place in a small Georgia town originated from Russia. He said, we identified the source, it was from Russia. Yeah. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance had his closing rally last night in Michigan. He said, no, our fellow citizens are not garbage for thinking that you're doing a terrible job, but tomorrow the state of Michigan is going to take out the trash in Washington, D.C., and that trash is Kamala Harris. Right. Remember when the Republicans were all upset because they thought Joe Biden had called them garbage? And then Tucker Carlson comes out and says, you can't participate in human sacrifice without consequences, right? He's talking about abortion. And he says that the reason that we're having hurricanes is not climate change. It's because of abortion. Now, you'll recall after 9-11, you had September 11th, we had Jerry Falwell come out and say, you know, I blame the gays and the abortionists for this, God's wrath. And now Tucker Carlson saying the same thing. He says, no, it's probably abortion, actually. Just being honest, you can't kill children on purpose, knowing that what you're doing in exchange for power or freedom or happiness or whatever you think you're getting in return, you can't participate in human sacrifice without consequences. The hurricanes are caused by abortion. I'm telling you, these people are losing it. They are losing it. Tucker Carlson, by the way, is the guy who is largely responsible for Donald Trump, you know, being able to run for president this time around. Because after January 6th, Trump was hated. Trump, Mitch McConnell came out and said Trump should be prosecuted. Now, you know, right across the board, Republicans were condemning Trump. And who rode to his rescue? Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson and Fox so-called News produced this special documentary in which they claimed that January 6th was actually, you know, not what we all saw it was. This is from the transcript for the from this documentary. I'm reluctant to use that word because it implies that it's actually about truth. But this is from the transcript. The overwhelming majority weren't violent. They were peaceful. They were orderly and meek. These were not insurrectionists. They were sightseers. Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the speaker's office. They take cheerful selfies and they smile. They're not destroying the Capitol. They obviously revere the Capitol. They're there because they believe the election was stolen from them. They believe in the system. And thus began the whitewashing of Donald Trump and his role in January 6th by Tucker Carlson. The guy who's now saying that hurricanes are caused by abortion. Amazing. So what kind of chaos are the Trumpsters going to be up to? Well, inside the MAGA playbook for mayhem today, tomorrow, the rest of the week, as we're still figuring out who won the election. This Trump said, this is on Sunday in Pennsylvania, he said, they're fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Look what's going on in your state. Every day they're talking about extending hours. Whoever heard of this stuff? Bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people. Right. You know, you recall in October of 2020, 4 years ago last month, Steve Bannon privately disclosed that Donald Trump was going to just declare victory regardless of how the election was coming down, you know, whether he was the winner or not. And sure enough, at 2:30 in the morning, Trump did just that. And then, you know, Trump got out of prison last week, or excuse me, Bannon got out of prison last week. Hopefully one of these days I'll be able to say that about Trump, that he's in prison. But anyhow, he told reporters that Trump should do the same thing. Bannon this time, he said he should have done it at 11 o'clock at night, okay? So, you know, there's all this concern that there's going to be violence, that the Trumpers and the militia guys have got their rifles and the AR-15s, and there's going to be snipers and there's going to be craziness. And I don't think it's going to happen. I agree with Lawrence O'Donnell. Trump has been begging people to come to his trials and create a commotion. And nobody has ever shown up at any of them. And he's been literally begging people to come. And I mean, you know, at one of his trials, he had, what, 5-6 people show up, you know, the other side of the street. I just don't, I'm not frankly worried. I mean, I think the election's going to go our way. I think it's going to be fine. And, you know, I get it that you're going to have a bunch of upset Republicans, but, you know, there's a bunch of people sitting in prison right now because they did what Donald Trump wanted. And I don't think it's going to happen again. I'm not seeing it. What I'm seeing is that even the crazy right wingers are, you know, all hat, no cattle, as the old Texas saying goes. They're all talk, no action. I've said before, I am concerned about stochastic terrorism. The occasional lone wolf nutcase who gets out there and tries to do something, or the kind of Dylann Roof kind of thing, you know, where he walks into a black church and kills a bunch of people. I think that those kind of things are very possible. But some widespread uprising, you know, burning down Capitol buildings, riots, I'm just not seeing it. And I'm not seeing any evidence that it's actually going to happen. I realize, you know, we talked about it yesterday. There's this news report out from NBC News that, you know, they got into the Telegram channel of these militia types, and they're all talking about, you know, the end of days and how many Democrats are you going to kill and all this kind of stuff. But I think it's talk. I just think it's talk. Donald Trump yesterday, his closing argument was to call Nancy Pelosi a bitch. Can you imagine? I mean, it's like he says, she's a crooked person. She's a bad person. She's an evil, sick, crazy, It starts with a B, but I won't say it. I want to say it. And a crowd is like, yeah. Amazing. And this is who these people want to vote for. And then, you know, finally, the most amazing thing that happened yesterday, you know, Elon Musk had come out 2 weeks ago and said, here in Pennsylvania, every day we're going to give somebody a $1 million check, and it's going to be random, and it's going to be drawn from people who basically signed this pledge to support the First and Second Amendments and have voted or are going to vote. And basically it was buying votes. And he wanted people to think that by voting and by going over to his website and signing up, that they would be entered into the drawing for the lottery. So, you know, the attorney general for the state of Pennsylvania sues him and says, if this is really random drawing with a prize, that's a lottery. And a lottery, you know, you're not licensed to run a lottery here in Pennsylvania. You're committing a crime. So Musk's lawyer goes into court and spills the beans. Says, oh, no, we pick out these people in advance. We know who they are. We have picked 15 people to give $1 million to over the course of the 15 days leading up to the election. They're going to pretend they won a lottery, but they didn't. They've all signed a document saying that they will be spokespeople for our PAC, And they're simply being paid $1 million to be spokespeople for a PAC, $1 million each. It's a scam. And the people being scammed are the Republican voters of Pennsylvania. And they're apparently just fine with it. I mean, you're not seeing a whole bunch of Republicans going, wait a minute, Elon Musk was just lying to us, trying to get us to vote for Trump. He's not actually, you know, running a lottery where I might win. That's right. These people were all reliable Republican spokespeople. And the $1 million that each one of them got was part of this stunt to cause Republican voters to think that by voting for Trump, they might win $1 million. Elon Musk. It's just mind-boggling how stupid he must think Pennsylvania voters are. And frankly, how stupid some of these Republican voters in Pennsylvania apparently actually are. I thought Rachel Maddow knocked it out of the park last night when she said, after this election, if Trump loses, Musk is going to have to find himself some new businesses.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This guy who's having secret meetings with Putin, running Starlink and running SpaceX, it's just not going to wash in the future. It ain't right.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no, right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, there's never been a food that they were this crazy about. It's just incredible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
A brand new day in sight. A chance to make a difference, to shine a little light. With every step we take and every word we say, today's the day to do something great in our own special way. No more waiting for tomorrow. The time is here.
Like voting. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom. We are on the verge of making history, my friend.
From your lips to God's ears.
Kamala Harris will be the first woman president in history and the first black woman in history. It's going to be remarkable.
You know what's amazing, Alfredo, is I haven't heard her say even once that she will be the first woman president. This was the core of Hillary Clinton's whole sales pitch, you know, elect a woman. Kamala Harris has not mentioned it once. She has been running on the issues, and I'm so impressed.
She is extremely intelligent, and she has run a very, very smart campaign.
Yep.
And we're going to take the House and the Senate, too, I think. But
I hope so.
My question, I wanted to ask you this. I have an issue with this pro-life term that we keep using. I think we make a big mistake when we call this a pro-life issue, because this is a cult. Mm-hmm. They reject science, they reject facts. They behave like a cult. These are nuts. And we need to call, instead of calling it a pro-life, which is a Republican term, which basically what it does is just persuade people that this is a pro-life issue. It's not a pro-life issue at all. We should counterattack this language with our own language. We should call this a cult of death and destruction, a cult of anti-woman, anti-democratic. We need to use our own words, because when we use their words, we're playing in their game.
I understand, Alfredo, and it's why I refer to it as the forced birth coalition or movement, rather than the pro-life movement.
Or anti-woman. Anti-woman would be a good...
Anti-woman works, too. Yeah. The other one is right to work. You know, I've reinvented to work for less. I mean, you know, these Republican phrases that are just right out of George Orwell. That's correct. Just incredible.
And they use our language very successfully, so we need to counterattack that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. But they're really...
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Alfredo. They really are.
Great
really,
job.
They really are about forced birth. Thank you, Alfredo. Denise in Calumet, Michigan. Hey, Denise, what's up?
Well, first I want to tell you I have an 8-foot Harris sign in my front, in the front of our property.
Whoa!
Because they keep stealing the little ones. And
where'd you get that?
I got it from our home county Democratic Party, which has been very busy, and I'm telling you, these people are sleep-deprived, energetic. And then the real thing I wanted to talk about is that Mike Rogers is running against Alyssa Slotkin. Mike Rogers owns a paradise place, like a mansion in Florida, and he bought a 760-foot garage-style piece of crap property in Michigan and calls it his residence so he can vote here and run here. We need to vote for Alyssa Slotkin. And also, Jack Bergman lives in New Orleans, and he's been our congressman, and we've got to get Callie Barr and get him out of Congress because he doesn't play in the UP at all anymore. He lives in New Orleans. That's been a known fact for his whole time in office.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I mean, usually they live in Washington, D.C. I mean,
but their residents are, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's the Republican.
The Republicans don't think the rules apply to them. I mean, that's
exactly.
You know, they just, as I've earlier, the person talking about the MAGA hat guys coming into the voting places, they just don't believe rules apply to them.
Yep.
And they don't think that, just decent, common courtesy applies to them, or is even, worth. It just blows my mind how
I know.
These MAGA Republicans look down on the rest of America. They basically just spit on us.
I've lost people that I've loved all my life because of this, and I still love them, but they're gone.
Yeah.
And, I can only pray that they come to their senses. And I vote the way Jesus would have voted. That's the way I go.
There you go. And, these people, there you go. These people are victims of the Murdoch family's machine. Denise, thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's the Tom Hartman program, Exposing the Con in Conservative. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now. at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
CBS News Special Report, Campaign 24.
CBS News characterizes U.S. Senate control as leaning Republican, and the presidential contest in Wisconsin is leaning towards former President Donald Trump. Trump so far has 230 electoral votes, and Vice President Kamala Harris 189. 270 votes are needed to win. CBS's Tony DeCopel at Trump headquarters in West Palm Beach, Florida.
The young staffers are now looking for apartments in Washington, D.C. and talking openly about what jobs they want in the new administration. So they are measuring the drape, so to speak.
CBS's Nancy Cordes at Harris headquarters in Washington, D.C.
There's not a single state that they are expressing confidence right now that they are going to win. They just keep reassuring their supporters that they still have a chance. And this is not the position that many of their supporters thought they'd be in at this point in the night.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number three, and Conclave at number four. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any sprinkles or showers coming to an end. The clouds stay with us overnight. Lower 40s by daybreak. A gusty north to northwest wind. On your Wednesday, the clouds stay with us. Highs in the lower 50s. Sunshine returns Thursday. Highs again in the lower 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own, Dobie Maxwell, joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood burning computer plugged into the?
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will discuss election results. We will discuss whether or not we have election results. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
It's full of nutrients and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, go crazy for this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511.
There's nothing we can't do. The strength of the union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shine, standing up for what's right. Unions begin with you, with me, with us. Together we rise, in each other we trust. When we speak as one, we break through the chains. We fight for the future, we weather the rains.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Carol in Manesson, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Tax deductible and thus lower
Carol?
Corporate income taxes and help out America. Oh,
Carol, you got to listen to your phone, not your TV. You should know this by now. Tom in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. What's up?
Good. Before I get started, I just want to thank your screener who does that. I don't think he gets enough credit, but he does a good job.
Yeah.
So, but I just wanted to a little editorial metaphor from where I live. We have a ordinance here It's full-blown autumn here. Everybody's dropping their leaves. I happen to have the largest maple tree in the neighborhood, and it drops a lot of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
The ordinance says we must bag all leaves and for pickup. And
that's a lot healthier to mulch them, you know, to run your lawnmower over them and grind them into little tiny pieces and leave them as fertilizer.
Oh, yes, I know. I blow mine on to all of my shrubs and grind them up with my lawnmower. I do exactly what you said.
Yeah.
But
fertilizer.
So last week I was working in the yard and I hear a leaf blower going, which I don't own. I rake, but that's for other reasons. Well, that's for environmental reasons also. Mm-hmm. But so I heard a leaf blower going on, which is no big deal, but I happened to come around the corner of the house and I saw a neighbor across the street blowing the leaves off of his lawn into the street, which is, you know, against the ordinance. But then he continued to blow them all across the leaf and into my yard.
Really? Do you have a Harris Waltz sign in your yard or something?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Uh-huh.
And you'll never guess what he has in his yard. But
he's got a Trump sign, right?
Yes, he does.
What a surprise.
And so I went out there and confronted him after he's got half of these leaves on my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I go out there and I'm telling him, stop, don't do that. And he turns his blower off and says to me, now, can't we discuss this reasonably? After he's blown this stuff onto my lawn, he wants to discuss it reasonably.
Yeah, Republicans don't think that. You know, I'm sorry. Keep going, Tom.
No, you're absolutely right. I know what you were going to say. So he after he's done the damage, he wants to discuss it reasonably.
Right.
And I say, no, reasonable is before you started to blow it across the street. Reasonable is obeying the city ordinance. And he just kept on talking. Well, he finally got off the lawn. And when I said, oh, okay, let's call the police, have them settle this. You know, I hate to do that. I really do. They have much more important things to do. But so, you know, as soon as I said that and went back to my front porch, he took off and ran back across the street and into his yard, and the police did show up, and I apologized to them for having to disturb, you know, their routine, but I explained what was going on, and they politely went over there and explained the ordinance to him and left. And just today I woke up and, good golly, what's in front of his house? Two bags full of leaves. So he did get the message, but it had to be drummed home, unfortunately, more than it should have had to have been. But yeah, as you said, guess who's got which sign out in front of their house?
Exactly. So Republicans just don't think the rules apply to them. They think they're a special species. You know, it's like white privilege turned into a cartoon. I mean, it's a caricature of white privilege, and you know this imagined Republican privilege. It's bizarre. Well, thank you for that story, Tom.
Okay. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up? How's Oklahoma?
Hey, Tom. Thank you so much for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Sure. Yeah. What's up?
I just wanted to start off by telling you about a quote that was given by a Russian woman. And this really goes to the heart of the right wing, hard far right wing media. That's really dumbing some people down. Some of them know that they're doing it and they don't care. And those are the people that are aligned with the single issue voting religious zealots, that abortion is the only thing they can see.
Right.
And they don't really care about child poverty. But the quote from the Russian woman, which really shows this and highlights what far-right state-run media looks like in Russia, which could be where we're heading if people don't get out and do something. Her quote was, they were asking her about her son who had just got sent to Ukraine to fight. Mm-hmm. So they were asking her about how she felt about that. Mm-hmm. And what she said was, this is a quote, "I'd rather see him die in Ukraine than to have NATO conquer us and make him gay." This is so sick.
You know, it's just a variation on the ads that the Trump campaign is running in all the swing states, saying that, you know, the Democrats are going to turn your kids gay.
Or trans.
Exactly.
I mean, that quote, the quote just made me, I can't believe someone would say, "I'd rather have my kid die in Ukraine than to have NATO, who's not going to conquer Russia, right?
Right.
Conquer Russia and then make him a gay person."
I know.
This is a sickness. This is a sickness. Now, let me move on to two last things. For the Democrats out there in red states thinking, gosh, you know, it's all red, my vote won't count, I want to harken back to Mark Pryor. Mark Pryor was a great governmental civil servant who was very much a centrist, believed in facts, followed the law, did some votes I didn't agree with. But Mark Pryor lost his seat in Arkansas in the House of Representatives to that human pimple, Tom Cotton,
mm-hmm.
who went on to become a senator. And he is one vile and, once again, a liar, because if you're a Republican politician, it's really all you have.
Yeah.
So I'm encouraging all the red state Dems to please get out and vote, because it does matter. And lastly, to the Palestinians that are still going, "I'm a person of conscience and I've got my ideals." We've made the point before, Trump's stock, the person who got Trump's DJT Donald J. Trump stock floating in Wall Street was Yass, the owner of TikTok.
Right, Jeff Yass.
And I mentioned on your show before, Yass meets regularly with Benjamin Nutcase in the Likud party in Israel. I mean, you can go out and Google Yass meeting with them. If Trump becomes president, they will waylace any Arab in their sight.
Oh, there was a news article last week that, I'd have to say this is unconfirmed, because I just read it in one place, and it was one of the mainstream media, articles that said that Trump's largest donor, which is Miriam Adelson, Sheldon's widow, who has given him, I think, over $140 million. I'd have to go back and look, but something in that neighborhood. That her demand is that, you know, Israel never relinquish Gaza or the West Bank, that they basically annex the whole thing and just kick all the Palestinians out. Now, whether that's true or not, whether that's really her position or not, I don't know. But, you know, it is well known that her and her husband's, you know, number one priority was, you know, Israel, and they are very, very close to Netanyahu.
Yeah. And lastly, Tom, just for a Google for anybody out there, a couple of things, including yourself, is the reroute of the Ben-Gurion Canal and Project Gaza 2035. We have to stand strong. We have to stop Trump now, or we'll never get another chance. And the seniors that vote for him, you'll understand it when it impacts you.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's already impacting seniors. Ronald Reagan raised the retirement age for Social Security up to 67. It just took effect a couple of years ago, but that was Reagan that did that. I mean, the long arm of Ronald Reagan reaching out of the grave and whomping senior citizens in America.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 45 minutes past the hour. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. Right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, you know, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. And AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and our dogs, Blue and Chewy, I have never seen them go so crazy over food. They love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. It's 51 minutes past the hour. We're picking up your calls here. Meg, listening on KNYO in Fort Bragg, California. Hey, Meg, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I have a question which you may have answered at some point, but if Kamala is able to pick up the popular vote, which I'm kind of certain she will, and she runs a table with the college, could and would the Supreme Court override it if it's a clear victory overwhelmingly in all ways and no state like Georgia or Pennsylvania throws it to the court?
No, they would have to have an excuse. Like they did in 2000. Okay. It would have to be you would have to have a state where it was down to a couple thousand votes or even a few hundred votes. And I don't think that's going to happen. My guess is that Kamala Harris is going to win the Electoral College by at least 20 votes. There are people out there predicting she's going to win by 50 votes. We'll see. I mean, you know, we will find out tonight, but I'm very optimistic. Meg, I got to run, but thank you. Yeah, you can relax about that one, at least for the moment. Thank you, Meg.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, I'm pretty good. I wanted to call about the amazing fact that people seem to be overlooking is that Kamala Harris was able to raise $1 billion in 100 days.
And spend it reasonably, you know, and do well and not make a single major flub in the entire campaign. It's amazing.
Well, what I think is it's showing that there's a chance to go up against the billionaires and the corporations. If she can raise $1 billion, if she started her campaign at the beginning,
right.
There might have been enough money to outspend these people or make them go away or something.
This is going to be a $16 billion election, at least. We know of $15 billion that has been raised and spent so far. It's probably going to be 16 to 20, which is incredible. I mean, it's just the first $1 billion election was right after Citizens United.
Right. One other thing, I hope that you'll at least cover the Murdoch trial in Reno, the Rupert Murdoch family problem. They're probably going to lose Fox over this. And, because they only own 34% of the stock, but they have something that's called dual voting privileges, which means it's for, like, I guess, family members who founded the company get some special deference or something. Mm-hmm. But that's being outvoted from them. And they're in court because Murdoch wants to make his son the sole heir.
Right, he's got one right-wing kid, Lachlan, and he wants to make him to take over Fox. If James or Elizabeth, his son, his other son and his daughter, who are both progressives, if either one of them were to take over Fox so-called news, it could rescue this country.
Right. Which is why he wants to change his
will. So where's that case at, and how do you follow it in the Reno court?
I don't know. I just know that with a revocable trust, you can change that if both parties decide to go to court, and the decision is whether to make Murdoch wants his son Lachlan the sole heir, or the rest of the family.
Right, no, I got all that. I'll have to look it up.
And that all has to be approved by a corporation.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth looking into because
I will do that. Uh-huh. Thank you very much for the call, Chaz in Lakewood, Washington. Hey, Chaz, what's up?
Tom, I don't call very often, but I wanted to share this historical day with you and maybe perhaps bid to you for the last time. Nasa Brovia, comrade, is another glorious day in Trumpet's hand, is it not?
It is.
Now,
hopefully it's
really
be a
what
glorious
I'm,
day.
Oh, my God, would this be amazing. I swear to God, when I listen to one of Kamala's rallies, I almost get tears in my eyes. She needs to win this.
Yeah.
Tom, it's not just America. It's the world. It's history that is pivoting on this moment, on this day that I was glad to share with you. And in case people have forgotten, I want to give you the Trump scorecard, if you would be so indulgent.
All right. You got 15 seconds.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, then let's talk about how 6% unemployment, 22 boxes of classified data stolen, 33 charges, 57 charges yet to go, 1,000 refugee children trafficked, 30,000 lives, 1 million of us dead, 2.5 million lost jobs, 8 added to the tree in debt. And don't forget, every day of his epoch is on 1000daysoftrump.com.
There you go. Okay, Chaz, thank you very much. That was great. And you did it in time. I'm impressed. We'll be back on the other side of this break with David Pepper from Ohio. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we are back live Wednesday night with Madison-based comedian and writer Mike Mercury. After that, Civic Media's own sports director Jimmy Cuska joins the show for a discussion about athletics.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
cars, the tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media live.